cancer is what they were saying at the moment in terms of it's going to affect one in two people over their lifetime, so it's going to affect everyone. It does affect an awful lot of women as well, and there's various cancers that do affect women. There has been a charity set up that has been designed to help women in terms of, you know, get over these things, provide help and assistance, and that charity is called Look Good, Feel Better. And I'm delighted that Annabelle O'Keefe, who's the general manager of Look Good, Feel Better, who's come on the line to tell us a little bit about the charity, the work that they do and the events that they have coming up in the near future. So, good afternoon, Annabelle. How are you? And welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm not too bad. I'm getting there slowly, as they would say. What is Look Good, Feel Better?
So Look Good, Feel Better is a registered charity. We're an international charity, but we're funded locally in Ireland. And what we do is we do makeup and skincare workshops for women undergoing cancer treatment. We do them in the hospitals. We have 15 hospitals registered with us, and 7 in Dublin. So the ones in Dublin are Tallaght, St. Luke's, St. James's, the Mater, Vincent and Beaumont. And every month we have a workshop with 15 women undergoing cancer treatment, and we take them through skincare and makeup.
Again, just one of the questions I was just thinking about myself, you know, is this before people, you know, they go in for treatment, during their treatment, after their treatment?
So the way that it works is people link in with their oncology nurses. Usually they have what's called chemo education before they start their treatment, and they're told all about Look Good, Feel Better. And then the oncology nurses identify the right stage of the treatment for them to come to our workshop. And generally, that's midway through. And then what they do is they link in with the Daffodil nurses, and the Daffodil nurses do wonderful work for us, thanks to the Irish Cancer Society. And they organise the workshops in terms of, like, reminding people to come, making sure that people are okay to come if they can't, rescheduling, that kind of thing. And then we have wonderful volunteers. We have 200 makeup and beauticians, and they give their time for free. And what they do is, for every workshop of 15 participants, we have 3 makeup artists. And when the person arrives into the room, they get a goodie bag, and the goodie bag is filled with 15 full-size cosmetics. And they take a model. They ask somebody to be a model, and the lead makeup artist sits down with that model, and they run through every single one of the pieces of cosmetics in that bag, and people get to take home the bags with them, and they have what we call the roadmap, which shows them exactly how to use every single piece. So it goes right from skincare, from moisturizer and cleanser, all the way through to lipstick and eyeshadow. One of the most, I suppose, relevant places for people tends to be the eyelashes and the eyebrows, because obviously of the hair loss that sometimes happens through chemotherapy. And so they're taught how, very simply, maybe it takes a minute, how to draw on eyebrows using pencils, and how to create the illusions of eyelashes. This can give people a transformative boost in self-confidence and self-esteem. We've had people who really have avoided christenings and weddings and everything of their very close family because they couldn't bear to go not feeling like themselves, not being themselves, and having gone to our workshops, feel free to go and attend all of these really important events for both family. And I suppose that's one thing, is when you get a cancer diagnosis, it can affect not just you, but all of your family, all of your colleagues, everything. It can be hugely traumatic, and what we do is take some of that pain away from people.
So one of the things you're saying there, and just, you know, picked up on there, is that you have 200 volunteers. So, I mean, you know, you do great work, but you're obviously looking for a particular type of person or a particular skill set to volunteer?
Well, actually, in the workshops, you might have two makeup artists and beauticians who are volunteers, and then you might have one person who would be what you call a lay person, I suppose. So somebody who could give people water and clean up a little bit as the cotton buds come out and the cotton pads come out and all of that kind of thing, and just generally make sure that people are okay. We also have a Daffodil nurse who stays throughout each workshop just in case there's any medical issues or anything like that.
You just better explain to me, what's a Daffodil nurse?
Ah, sorry. You know the way you live in your own little world and you assume everybody speaks the same language as you. Excuse me. So the Irish Cancer Society have Daffodil centres in a lot of the hospitals throughout Ireland. They're staffed by nurses and by volunteers. and they help people with information and advice and going through the cancer treatment journey.
So you're providing an awful lot of services to people that are going through their cancer journey. And they say that a lot of these workshops are delivered while they're people in hospital. Is there a cost involved in this?
No, it's all free of charge. We're really lucky with all of our volunteers. We get 18,000 pieces of cosmetics donated by the cosmetics industry. And then we have amazing funders like Debenhams fund us, L'Oreal funds us, Procter & Gamble, Benefit Cosmetics dedicate a whole month to us, and they've raised about €20,000 this year for us. So all of those costs are covered elsewhere, let's say.
Well, that's great. So you're getting great support from the beauty industry, if I can call it that.
Yeah, it's amazing. We're very lucky with all the support we get from everybody. I mean, Trust and Foundations in Ireland give us great support. St. Patrick's Community Fund funded us. The Hospital Saturday Fund funded us. So tremendously lucky with all of the support we get from everyone. But I think Irish people are very generous. And I think people, when you explain the service to them of look good, feel better, they automatically see the benefit, you know. And I suppose one thing I'd like to say is it's not about vanity. It's not about contouring or smoky eye. It's really about building self-confidence, self-esteem and self-awareness and remembering who you are again.
So it, as you're saying at the start, there's an international aspect. So what happens worldwide, and when did Look Good Feel Better first come to Ireland, or how long have you been around?
Yeah, so Look Good Feel Better was set up in 2003 in Ireland, and we were set up as part of the Irish Cancer Society. So we work really closely with them still, but in 2013 it was decided to set it up independently for a number of reasons as a registered charity. Internationally, we work in 26 countries, and I suppose what we get from the international part of the organisation is that we have a uniformity in the way that we deliver the workshops across the entire of the 26 countries, and also in terms of the donations of cosmetics, we get them centrally from the UK, so it kind of works in that way.
And I say you do enough, Laura, and then you're saying you have to fundraise. So you have a big event coming up next week.
Are we?
The Feel Good Fest.
We're really excited about it. We're really excited. It's 7 days to go now. It's called Feel Good Fest, and it's like a mini well fest, really. It focuses on mindful living, beauty, nutrition, and fashion. We have the wonderful Elizabeth Whelan, who is a wellness guru, and she is organising the entire event. Jennifer Rock, that some people might have heard of or will know with regard to the skin nerd. She had a little series on RTE Player, and she writes for the Irish Examiner on skincare. Nadine Reid, who's an expose presenter, and she is going to compare our fashion show by Debenhams. Mary Drummond is the lead makeup artist in Dancing with the Stars, and she's going to do the makeup. She's going to take us through different looks. Then we have feng shui, we have strengthening yoga, we nutritional. It's a really, really packed day. It's going to be amazing. It's on Sunday, the 8th of September, and you can get your tickets on Eventbrite, and the entire of the proceeds comes to us. So it's a really important event for us in terms of doing the work that we do and then delivering the work that we do, but it'll be an amazing day aside from that. With fabulous goodie bags as well, filled with cosmetics.
That's good. I'm interested in the goodie bags. You were saying, if I go onto Eventbrite, what do I search? How do I find it?
If you find it looking for Feel Good Fest.
Feel Good Fest. And it's on next Sunday in the, I think it's the Radisson Blue Inn.
The Radisson Blue. That's right, in Golden Lane. So it's a city centre location. So it should be. And it's a beautiful hotel.
If I could ask probably a slightly sexist question. Anything for the men attendees?
So there were men who have bought tickets, but it definitely has a female slant, you know, it definitely in terms of the beautician.
If my wife drags me along, what am I going to do all day?
Well, it will be up to you now. You could come along, you certainly learn loads in terms of the nutrition and dietitian and the feng shui, but you might tune out for the makeup artist section of it.
Oh, you never know. You have seen me. We have met before. Moisturiser, I don't think it's ever touched my skin, but sure, there we go. You could teach me something new.
I would say you've great skin, Kenny.
Thank you, Annabelle. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So just before we wrap up, just a little bit, if I'm looking for more information on Look Good, Feel Better, or more information about Just to Repeat It, where do I find all that sort of good stuff?
Yeah, so we have a website, lookgoodfeelbetter.ie. Then we are on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, Look Good, Feel Better Ireland.
Okay, so thanks very much, Annette, for coming along the line, tell us all about that. As I say, have a look at their website. They have the big event coming up next week on the 8th of September. It's on in the Radisson Blue in Golden Lane. You'll find tickets on Eventbrite, so get along to do that. So thank you very much for that. I really appreciate your time, Annabelle, and hope it goes
thank
well
you
for
so
you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it.